ready for transformation as you listen to God's word through his servant. For inquiries, contact the Seed Sowers Ministry on 080-666-27754 or 090-5221-6374. Or you can email us at theseedsowersministry18@gmail.com. Be blessed as you listen.
We learned a lot of things yesterday, and we bless God for it. So we want to move on. When ye pray, not if you pray, is when. Something that came fresh to me yesterday was that sacrifice issue that we're able to trace in the scripture. Are you following me now?
Yes, sir.
It was touching me. I said, Kai, you see, it's serious. God cannot refuse sacrifice. So when Jesus was on the cross, God cannot turn away. Eternal covenant are made on sacrifices. And sacrifice is prayer. Can we just do a rush forward? That's why when you combine fasting with prayer, the result is powerful. Because fasting is sacrifice. You see, anytime you pray and you want it to push, you add fasting. We are going to see it in the scripture. Because fasting is, I give you my pleasure. I release my pleasure. No food, Lord, because I need something. It's powerful. It's not the fasting that affects God. It's the sacrifice that he's seeing that draws his attention. God responds to sacrifice. Very since the fall of man. The only way he responds is sacrifice. You see, sacrifice is so powerful. Don't let us go into it. Amen. Now, today we want to trust him to move on to something crucial. In Matthew chapter 6, there's another matter that the Lord will, I'm trusting, he raised that one with me. And I hope he will raise it with us all together in the name of Jesus. Now, we're on a journey. We're on a journey. Are we together?
Yes.
When ye pray, can we have somebody read King James? Matthew chapter 6 and verse 5. Yes? When ye pray,
when
part 2.
Thou prayest,
when thou prayest,
thou shalt not be as the hypocrite.
Thou shalt not be. So when you are praying, when you pray, don't be like this. Go on, sir. Who did they say you should not be like? Hypocrite. Yes?
For the Lord to pray standing in the synagogue.
Now, I want you to first mark, I don't know, first the minister I first heard that word from, that first caught my attention. He said, don't forget that they say they love to pray. First of all, don't look at the next. Just this. They're, loving to pray is not the issue. Oh, you didn't follow this. I thought that look at that word. These are hypocrites, but they also love to what? No, first, don't look at the word in front, but mark this phrase, for the love to pray. Love to pray is not equal to praying properly. Hey, see. That you love to pray is not what draws heaven. It's loving to pray properly. Do you see what we're saying? Not just we are praying. It's not that. You know, it is in this generation we see a lot of prayer, whatever. We now have prayer chants, we have prayer this, we have everything about prayer, but we don't pray. Because loving to pray is not the same as praying the right way. You must love to pray, but you must not end at loving to pray. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, watch this. That's my wife there. I now want to talk to her. And I want her to bring me my food. And I'm just doing like this. Am I making sound?
Yes.
Am I making sound?
Yes.
Am I talking to her? They say, what's going on? I say, don't worry, my wife will respond. Do you know I can be sweating on that drum for 9 hours? Do you know my wife can end up dancing? And the food will not come.
Yes, sir.
You see, don't just do something. Do what is meaningful. See, it's very important. And we are doing this because we are missionaries and volunteers. We are ministers of the gospel. Don't enter the euphoria of yes, yes, no. Always observe what we are doing. Is it the right one? Can we be free?
Yes, sir.
I saw, you know, somebody was saying, I think it was me and producer that was saying, when you video a man that is praying, he has lost his prayer. Imagine me that I know that this brother is videoing me, and I want to pray. And now it's all over the place. And somebody pick my what are you doing? I'm telling you, people now, you know what I observe now? People now watch somebody praying without praying. You didn't follow me. You didn't follow. They watch somebody that is praying while they are not praying. Eh? Do you confirm what I'm saying? We watch a prayer without praying. We have abused our communication line. Please, what is there in sacrificing to God? Abraham, they say, come and sacrifice your son. What's there in that? Must he travel for 3 days to pray? Oh, you didn't follow me. Did God say he should offer Isaac?
Yes.
Eh? Do you know they pass several mountains?
Yes.
Eh? Is it not to sacrifice somebody?
Yes.
Why must you go far as to be hidden from eyes? We don't go far. In fact, we are near the door. Yakombalia. You are not sacrificed. If he sacrificed, that's to be hidden. It has to be far away. It has to be something between you and the Lord. That's why Jesus said, enter into thy closet. Okay, yes, sir. Let's move. I just did that to quickly run so that you can correct disciples. Correct disciples. Please correct them. In love. Oh. And may we not join those who enjoy watching prayer without praying. That is just a caution for a generation that celebrates something that is not supposed to be. And I'm not afraid to say it because I'm talking to my brothers and sisters. And I hope, if you don't like it, manage it. Go and meditate on it. Amen.
Amen.
Now, he said, when you pray, don't be. We celebrate, like what Brother Joseph said, we celebrate Joseph Ayobabalola's prayer life today. Let me ask you, how many of you did he do for the public eyes? Eh?
No.
You see, what brought effectiveness to their prayer was the secrecy of it. It was his disciples that discovered it. We never read in history that Joseph Ayobabalola himself announced his prayer life and talked about it. You see, I'm begging God for my life. The only people permitted to peep into your secret life are the closest ones to you. It's not what you announce on TV. It's not what you demonstrate. Now, please, we are first doing something this morning. But let me just cross. So that it's because our conference is not about people. Amen. It's about us. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
When you pray, don't what? Don't be like those people that love to pray. But how do they love to pray? To be seen. To be known for prayer. To be praised for praying. It looks foundational, it looks simplistic, but very powerful because Jesus taught it. But as the Lord was dealing with my own heart, the Lord said to me, look closely at the word hypocrite. Who is an hypocrite? Eh?
A pretender.
A pretender. I went to dictionary meaning. Look at what I saw. A person who claims to have virtues and believe that they don't really possess. Please follow. This was the instruction of the Lord for my heart first, and then for you. That hypocritical nature destroys your praying. Even if you do praying for 10 hours, you've just made a noise. Somebody that claims to have a virtue, appears to have a virtue that he really does not possess, is an hypocrite. We have hypocritical pastors, hypocritical missionaries, people in the church that are hypocrites, people who pretend to have what they don't have. There was a time, and I'm still under this message, when God questioned my heart for hypocrisy. You see, when you hear hypocrite, you may quickly conclude and say, I'm not an hypocrite. Look at that definition very well. Somebody that, when people see him, they put him already in a stature. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
When somebody see him, they say, ah, that brother. But really, internally, he does not have it. Oh, God. You see, I have sometimes preached hypocritically. Let me give you an example. You see, be careful that... Thank you, Lord. Yes. I was... When I saw this definition, I quickly wrote down and I wanted to move. The Lord said, study the history of the word of that word hypocrisy. I've already seen the definition. So he said, what about the history of it? I now saw the history of hypocritical. Hippo, or what you call hypo. You know, there's hyper, which is above. Hippo or hypo is beneath. I even follow me now. Hyper is above. Hippo is underneath. Are you with me now? When you join hippo, under, and the word krisi from the Greek origin, the combination of it is somebody that is underneath acting as if he's something. He is below. He's speaking from somewhere, but he's amplifying his voice as if he's big, as if he's like this. By the time I trace the use of it in history, it is the same word as actor. You know this, our drama?
Yes,
in fact, in the then use of words, anytime you are acting, they don't call you actor in Greek word then. They call you hypocrite. And it's a profession. It was development of word with time that replaced hypocrisy as pretender and actor as actor. The real use of the word is an actor. Ah! Then the Lord asked me, are you an actor in prayer? Who is an actor? Is a pretender?
Yes, sir.
Every movie you watch is a movie of who? Pretenders.
Jesus.
Do you know somebody will cry and say, ah, yeah. Did it really happen to him? It's a script. You're not with me. Does when they act that a man went to hellfire, did he really go to hellfire? Eh? So that film you watch is a what? It's pretense. But thank God for the noble purposes of it. Do you know Satan is driving the world crazy now on pretense? Oh, you didn't follow this. Every move, you know, it is what people watch in Hollywood that makes them to have a life. They are dressing influenced by it. When a singer is singing, there's Rolls Royce here. And does he really have, is he the owner? Who is he? Pretender. He's an actor. Now, when it came to me, I say, an actor cannot act that thing he's acting without an audience. Oh, Lord, are you following me now? What makes him an actor is the audience. He has an audience he's trying to pass something to. Are you with me now? That's why he's acting in a pretentious way. Are you with me now? Now, when Jesus said, when ye pray, don't be like the hypocrite. He was simply saying, when you pray, don't be an actor, for you don't have an audience in prayer. You only have one. Who is that?
God.
Don't be as the hypocrite. Yes, sir. Don't be. Hallelujah. See, friends, I will talk about myself. If you are in my category, fine. If you are not, no problem. But I've repented and I'm still watching it. Do you know that it is easy to act for people? And when you start acting for people because of people, you have lost your spiritual life. You have lost your praying life. Do you know there's a way that when you see people, you enter a mold that you are really not? A form. And it happens to most of us that are on pulpit. So when you just get there, you now begin to amplify what is not. Now watch this. You that in the prayer room, you struggle personally. Why do you come on stage and you appear fireful? Oh, you didn't follow what I'm saying. You've not been going for ministrations much. When you want to stir people up on prayer, imagine the brother that has no prayer, no praying, that the church should come and lead prayer. You will now see the way, oh, take over. Oh, and it doesn't have that fire inside. He's struggling. He's struggling to pray. But he appears prayerful outside. It has destroyed his prayer. You see, we need to look deeply. Let me give another practical example. Oh, this is serious. I have found times where I'm given opportunity to come and steer people up on evangelism, and I've not done evangelism in the last 1-2 months. Oh, you are not following me. God said to me, you are an hypocrite. You are acting. Preach the gospel. They will perish if you don't preach the gospel. I don't know why. And there's something, but when it lasts also. Now, by the time you are now saying, how will you not preach the gospel? On a daily basis, you enter vehicle, you meet people, and something you say, but why are you talking like that? You are an hypocrite. You are an actor. You see, there's something good about coming together. But if we're not careful, there's something bad. The early church, they were all real when they pray. Nobody is trying to act to please this person. That's why, see, very, very important. You must look at your heart and say, in prayer, hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Please, do you know essentially, prayer is communicating with God.
Yes.
Eh?
Yes.
Are you with me?
Yes.
Am I saying something?
Yes,
communicate. What is communicating? You talk to him. He what? You see, I don't know when prayer became monologuing. Just talk to God. And when, imagine, you talk to God, he does not talk back and you feel satisfied. I say, we just did 9 hours. When sacrifice goes up, covenant is released.
Yes,
sacrifice goes up, answers come.
Yes,
I don't know. Somebody went to sacrifice You think Abraham went there because he didn't know God will meet him there? No. He said the Lord shall what? Prove. He knows that what we are going to do will bring an answer. How do you pray? Our own generation pray and we pray our praying and we come out confused and we still get satisfied for that we spend time long. That's an actor. And then imagine this. When you are tenors, when you get into prayer, don't act. Don't be an actor. For you don't, you see, do you know naturally, it's a very serious issue. Do you know naturally, once there is audience, you want to enter a form. Oh, you're not with me. Oh. You want to enter a form for the audience. Those are times you find out that you will exaggerate when preaching. Because you are conscious of audience and you are conscious of how you are speaking to the audience. Oh God, hallelujah. Amen. The man who will pray must be dead to crowd. Must be dead to audience. He has just one audience. And let me ask you. If I want to talk to somebody intimate to me, how do I talk? We focus on ourselves. There's no pretending to be anything. Are you with me? How much pretense can I do to my wife? Even if everybody say, "Hey, bro, you're a great man," you see, she can say, "Which great man? Are you following me?" Now, imagine that. Oh my God! Somebody that is your wife, that is close to you, you now come one day to just say, "Sweetie, how are you?" What will she start doing? You'll be laughing. How are you today? I hope God the Lord is blessing you. Now, one of the things we want to say is that, do you cook pan and yam or rice? She would like to say, what is it? Where are you coming from? Because the person you are close to, you are real with. When you're angry, you change your face. Because you know this intimacy does not lead to secrecy. Secrecy to others, not between both of you. Are you with me? What proves that you are intimate with somebody is how willing the person is able to share his secret to you. The secret of the Lord is with those that are intimate with him. And you cannot fear him and not be intimate. So when you don't know secret of God, it's a sign your intimacy is lost. It's simple. You don't need to be asking about it. I don't know what to do. I don't even know where we'll go. It's because your intimacy is lost. It's simple. It's very simple. Oh Lord, what about this? He tells you. He can't tell you something's wrong. You are praying, but you are not intimate. And get me what I mean by you are praying. I'm using our language. Because you can't be a praying if it's not sacrifice. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
How much can I pretend to my wife? How much? Imagine me. I am an hypocrite. God has dealt with me. And that's why he brought those things back. He has delivered me now. Imagine you get to praying. I get to praying sometimes. And I will be preaching to God. In prayer. Now, no. Verse 6. I'm going to verse 6. Verse, knowing this, that if I hold, and I'm in my mind, I'm picturing the audience in prayer. He's supposed to be between me and what? And the Lord. I'm still carrying audience into it. That is the problem of preachers and Bible teachers. You carry audience to your personal study. So God cannot deal with your heart. You are seeing how you will use what you are learning to deal with the heart of people. You are an actor. Praying is not for feeling good. Oh, are you with me?
Yes.
Praying is not for feel good of prayer. We've prayed. Glory to God. No, that's not prayer. It has nothing to do with that. Please, when they ask Abraham to come, there was a need for a sacrifice. When Solomon, they didn't even ask Solomon to do anything. And so they didn't ask Noah to do anything. They saw a need to bless the Lord. We will release unto the Lord. And, excuse me. Oh God. Can I challenge you on this? When I studied my Bible, some of the prayers and mighty answers in the Bible used to shock me. I give you number one. Eternal covenant was made on a sacrifice. Huh? Now, excuse me. What did he do to get that kind of eternal covenant? Eh? He just sacrificed. And that brought... Oh, are you following what I'm saying? Abraham's own was more costly, and that became transgenerational. Such that because of that, his own sacrifice of his only son did not only give him a covenant for the earth, it's what transcends into afterlife. Are you following me?
Yes,
now, he sacrificed. Please, Solomon and what he earned before he fell, what did he do? He sacrificed. Abraham's discussion on the issue of Sodom and Gomorrah. Have you read it? How does it look like? Conversation. That is what? Intercession. Do you know that?
Yes,
oh, you're not following me. When he said, will you destroy the righteous and the sinners? What was he doing by speaking to that matter? Interceding. In that intercession was what? Conversational. So, what makes ordinary conversation weighty? Oh, Lord, you didn't get this. Understand that. How many people in the Bible? I'm asking you a question. And I will go to the popular brother called Elijah. How many people in the Bible did you see praying in the Old Testament? I'm talking Old Testament. And you saw them in our mood. I call you. How many? Does the Bible ever present that template?
No.
Now I'm asking you. You can do a study. Does the Bible ever presented the template of our prayer posture, aggression, like that in the Bible? Somebody said, Elijah. Even the Elijah we talk about, when he placed his head between his laps, Bible says he was groaning. He was groaning. I'm asking a question. He was groaning. Open it. He put his head in his laps. Let's check. You need to check it today to know, because we are answering the question of actor. Don't be an actor. That's the point. Be real. Can we check?
And to drink.
He said to Ahab, get thee up. Where are you reading, please?
I'm 42 now.
First Kings 18, verse 42. 42, yes.
So Ahab went up to eat
and to drink.
And Elijah went up to the top of Carmel.
He went to the top of Carmel.
And he cast himself down upon the earth.
Please, show it. What does that mean?
He cast himself down upon the earth.
Is that not so?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And put his face between his knees.
Okay. Did you see that?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh.
And it came to pass
By the seventh, is that what you are reading?
No, and he said to his servants, rather, for
somebody that put his head between his laps still has chance to do what?
Tell his servants.
What is that? Go on.
Go up now. Look towards the sea.
Uh-huh.
And he went up and looked.
Uh-huh.
And said, there is nothing.
Uh-huh.
And he said, go again.
Go again.
Seven times. And it came to pass.
Uh-huh.
At the seventh time,
uh-huh,
that he said, behold, there
something like the hand of a man, yes,
cloud,
uh-huh,
sea,
uh-huh,
like a man's hand,
uh-huh,
and he said, go up,
say unto Ahab,
prepare thy chariot,
yes,
and get thee down.
Do you see any place that he groaned? Is he still there? Maybe he's there. Read on.
That the rain stopped thee not.
Uh-huh.
And it came to pass,
uh-huh,
in the meantime, that the heaven was black with clouds,
uh-huh,
and wind, and there was a great wind. And Ahab rode and went to...
I'm asking you now, any place that suggests an Elijah groaned?
No.
Oh, you see, no. The way you are even answering me, you are saying, I'm reading Bible for you. When he cast himself to the earth like this and did like this, that's already humility. A man's posture shows the content of his heart. If it's a real posture and not an actor. Oh, Lord. Oh, I know this is quite challenging. But I'm reading the Bible for you. This man knows how to communicate with God. Oh God, this is what you said. I am asking you a question. Daniel's prayer of 21 days and he grew net. Is it in your Bible? Mm-hmm. Oh Lord. Even if you cross to the New Testament, who did they say grew? The Spirit is the one growing. Oh Lord, are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Now, the Spirit can it can help us that we groan alongside with Him. But we don't enter the office of permanent groaners. Oh Lord Jesus. Okay, let's go back a little bit. I am studying prayers. Sincerely, I study prayer in the Bible and sometimes I will have a headache. When I said they come here, I'm disturbed. Because I picked it from Noah. Okay, let me ask you. If I pray now, and I do 10 hours, and God came and said, I am your God. Henceforth, there are things I will do with you. What will I likely say? Yeah, I will say, Kai, I was there for 10 hours, and he spoke mighty words. Is that not so? What if I was also there for 5 minutes, and he said the same thing? You are not with me. Jesus, help me now. What if I was there for 5 minutes and he said the same thing? What? The issue is the result, not that I spent time. Oh, are you following me?
Yes,
the matter is how needy something is. If it has not brought result, what will I do? I'll still be there. Do you understand? Please, as he was there praying, they came back to say nothing. As long as it's nothing, do what again? Are you seeing perseverance? I'm still talking to God here. If he came the first time and said there was something, what will he do? He will stand up. Please understand how Babalola prayed. Please, 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 I beg of you. Prayer is built on a foundation of be real. Be real before God. You know, some people want to copy it and say, the Elijah posture of prayer. You are acting. Don't act. Be real. When something demands a falling down, do what? Fall down. If it demands a crying, do what? If it demands a shouting, do what? Let me ask you. When God does something and you are happy, what do you do? Eh? And if you are singing to him, are you praying?
Yes.
Prayer. You see, you don't know that prayer is communing. You can do 5 hours alone rejoicing and praising God. And you are praying. It's prayer. Sacrifice of praise. You see, do you know that? How many of you discover that when you are singing to God, you are the most high and you are happy. Something sometimes you say you have not started praying. That you are still worshiping. Yes, that's what's on. He said, well, after worship, let's now start praying. You have reduced it to request. You reduce prayer to request. Please, by the time you read that book further, you will see men. You will see men that prayed. Let me ask you a question. I read about some men. If you see the kind of answers they got. Okay, let me give an example. I read a book by Elmer Towers or Elmer Towns, one of the two. This man was just talking to God every day. Lord, this man, he was there for, 40 or 70 days? By the time they were about to close down a huge Christian university and all the debt they were owing was running maybe into billions of dollars. And if God does not respond, they will be disgraced. That man stayed on the Lord continually because until the answer comes, I cannot what? Stop. Do you know the miracle came? Now, until the miracle came, he didn't stop praying. He was real before God. What I'm saying, don't act. Don't have a, if I don't groan, I have not prayed. Don't do like that. Don't lose praying by acting. Be sincere before God. Commune with God the way you know it is all right with you. Oh, are you following me?
Yes,
Abraham got the victory over Lot. Yes or no? By what? Conversation. And that's because that man you are looking at is a living sacrifice. In fact, that day before conversation, hope you know he killed an animal to serve the angels. How come that man understands sacrifice? You know, immediately he saw them say, take one of the goats, one of the lamb, slaughter it now, prepare. You know that? He seemed to understand. Whenever God approaches sacrifice, did they eat it? I said, did they eat it?
Yes.
After eating, by this time of life, Sarah, listen, you see, are you learning? You see, some of you, this thing is like, no, but you go away with your butt. I'm staying with the scripture. By the time you see me in the next 17, you'll be shocked at my answers to prayer. I've listened to some men. I say, God, I don't want, I'm a pretender, Lord, deliver me. Why am I pretending? Why am I comparing? Thank you, Jari, Sister Zipporah. He offered the lamb and give them. Did he say, hey, what about Sarah? Did he say like that? You see, don't reduce praying to request, though. It was day after the sacrifice and the eating, they pronounced. By this time, I want to reach that level whereby I don't ask God. God said, son, look at what I will reach there. I will no more request. God says, don't worry. Let me undo what you want, what you are thinking. May God take me to the point that they know what I need tomorrow and they are already talking to me about it today and they are giving me.
Yes, sir.
I love one thing that Sister Tony reminded us of. Inquire fale because you don't know the need that you have. You just be there managing. And God say, look at this person. He's not aware of his need. Let me ask you. When you need something, if it is a need, don't pretend. Go the way you know you can present it to God. That woman that is in Luke 18, how did they say she went to the judge? Avenge me. Is he any bigger? Oh, avenge me. Hey, avenge me. Is that what she did? Was she dancing to avenge me? Did she go there and say, let me all praise you. When I praise you. And don't use praises to lure God's hand. No, that's not the importance of praises. Oh God. Amen. I know a lot is going on in your mind. You see, I want to be a man that prays. I want to pray and I don't want to act. One man challenged me. I've forgotten their names. I think it's in Ian Bound's book. If he prays like this, small prayer, answer. Dr. Michael, his prayer, answer. When I look at this man, I say, God, why is he getting this kind of miraculous answer? We're not talking about miraculous answer. The answer was first a heart that saw a need. When you hear any man says, we paid the price. Excuse me, he saw the need. Oh, God. Why do you buy something and pay the price for it? Oh, you didn't follow me. Don't start saying price. It's need, not price. You know, sometimes people talk about price, that you take price and you say, we will pay the price for no need. So I see people go to the mountain. Shut up, their eyes is on what? Price. When we pay it enough, 20 days, we have to. That's why they come down with arrogance if they ever got anything.
Yes,
that's why you see a lot of arrogant people when they preach. You can perceive the pride of price. When I go to a place and I need something, if they call it high money, what must I do if it's a real need?
You'll buy it.
Please, for example, when they say that, we need this thing for this baby. If this baby does not use this thing, something bad may happen. But what will happen to my price? Does that price make sense? It doesn't make sense. What, because what? It's the need. It's the need that makes the price easy. Oh, you follow me? So when you focus on price, you are already wrong. What need do you have? Don't be an actor. Because if you don't know the need, You just like the result of somebody. Hope you know that result was based on a need for that hour. Let me tell you this. Babalola was raised by God at a time of serious need. You are not following me. The need of the hour was what produced the man that God raised. And excuse me, when you go to God, he graces you on what he wants to achieve on the earth. Can I tell you the truth? If you were the one ordained to Babalola, you will pray like that. Once on the altar of willingness, humility, obedience, what will he do to you when he sees willingness? Because the only thing he wants is sacrifice. What will he do? He will plug into you the ability to pray. And what will God first do to you? He will show you the need. Hallelujah. Oh. Lord, show me the need that my life needs, that disciples needs, that the seed sowers need, and I can go for days fasting, praying. Do you know when the need of my inadequacy comes seriously to me? What will I be doing? I'll be praying. I'm inadequate. Equip me, Lord. You see where equip me for ministry comes from now. Oh Lord, you are not. Are you with me? You are tired. Do you see where equip me, Lord, for ministry comes from?
Yes.
Eh? Okay. Hallelujah. Yeah. See, let me be very factual. When I was in the north, I think I prayed more. Why? Eh? People that surround, if I know, there was a time we're praying, stones came inside. When you see that once, somebody that they were hearing you pray, they were throwing stone. What if they decide to come and kill you? So I remember all through 1 year, we lived praying. I'm telling you. Once you wake up, executives of the house would have woken up, maybe something like trees or something like that, who would have started praying before the general morning devotion. After that, everybody goes. In the night, we are gathering to pray. As we gather to pray, let's go to return to prayer. We were praying like water. Why? Need. God, surround me with need, sir. I will pray. It takes a foolish heart to see need and not pray. Something is wrong. In fact, he's dead. And it shows his dependence is not on God. Don't act. Don't be like an hypocrite. Don't pretend on something you are not. Be real. Be what? Be real. Be real. He said, for they love to pray standing in the corners of the streets. Do you know the Bible says they have their reward?
Yes, sir.
So there's also reward for whatever you do. When you act, there's reward. And what's your reward? The satisfaction that people have seen you.
Yes, sir.
The satisfaction that, Kai, I'm spiritual now. You will not have the real reward from your father. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
What we are dealing with this morning is, there's a way to pray. And first, know that God does not want you to do what? To act. Excuse me. If you feel like dancing in prayer, do what?
Dance.
If you feel like jumping in prayer, do what?
Jump.
Respond to a real communication. That's what you should do. Oh, hallelujah. Respond to a real communication. You see, do you know when you are praying and God is showing you a need, and then you see the need struggle with you, but you see your flesh struggling with you. Oh, you didn't follow me. A need has come, but your flesh is struggling with you to stay long on that need. Do you know a real person praying will say, Lord, I'm struggling. I want to pray, but I'm struggling. You see, that's real communication.
Yes, sir.
Oh, you didn't follow me.
I'm following you, sir.
Oh, Lord, I want to stay. I want to stay because I still need more time, Lord. I need more time, Lord, but I'm feeling dizzy. You know, that's a real communication.
Yes, sir.
Be real in prayer. I put it to you before I close. You may stay long in prayer and be shouting you prayed. I want to pray and have results.
Yes, sir.
Period. Yes, sir. It's not whatever you like, interpret it to be. I want to pray and do what? And have results. What kind of result? The result that God ordained for me. Let me tell you one need that usually confronts me. They invite me to come and preach in a place. Oh, you know you have put me in a serious need. How will I preach? And everything God wants to do in that meeting, he did not do. Because who blocked him? They said the preacher blocked God. Ah, no, sir. So what must I do in order to be the vessel that is open to God for that meeting? I must pray. Let me ask you. All the powers that is blocking people from getting saved. You know, okay, let me give you a practical example. There's a matter on our table right now of one of the disciples that once she just sleeps, she'll find blood in her mouth. She's just coming to us now as a disciple. We have not finalized that. She will just faint and the next thing is blood. And that has continued. And now you brought God's word and it drew her to find that I can be delivered. Excuse me, by the time they come, what has that done to you? We pray. When God now answers it, do you have any? Hallelujah. We heal that lady. Excuse, that with the point?
No.
Eh?
No, sir.
Look. Praying. Ah. Is the only response that is correct to every need. The only response. And something must stop this one. So when we ask you to pray, let it be. That's why they say the heartfelt prayer. Because you are not. Somebody that is feeling something in his heart, is he pretending? No. Which an actor can cry without feeling it. You know, you can train yourself to cry without feeling any pain. Eh? Aha. It's easy to act. And to act, there has to be a stage. Until there's a stage, you cannot act. And the stage is what connotes that there's an audience.
Yes, sir.
Oh, how many of you will pray from hence for that? When you are praying, just say, Lord, I'm tired. I'm feeling sleepy. But Lord, there's a need. Will you help me? Will you help me? Suddenly light will just go. Ah, Shandalabaya. You have seen such things. That you plan to do 2 minutes. 2 minutes become five. Five, you just hear the Lord say, can you make it 15? And then 15, say, Coco, make it 12:30. And then you are there, say, 1 hour. I'm telling you. He encourages you to stay on that need. I've been on a matter for 40 days. You see, you are just there. They say, no, that matter cannot stop. I am still praying. I am still praying. I am still. And there's something that I observe with my life. Every time I pray and I see results, do you know that I don't? People celebrate the result, but I have moved. That result does not move me. I say there's something higher than this. So it's a continuous sense of what? Need. Say, is this all we can use prayer to get? No. There's still something more. There's something else. Please, I want you to not be an hypocrite. I want you to have a heart that is settled on this matter. I am repeating it for your understanding that each time I come before the Lord, I'm not going to go there as a what? As an actor. I'm not going to go there to pretend. And look at this also. When you go before the Lord and there's a matter that is hidden, a sin, a weakness, how do you go there? You go to settle that weakness. Me, I have a matter and I go before God. Canon Brendila, I'm building up my spirit. Building up your spirit. There's something you are doing that is not correct. I have preached messages before and I've seen actors. I gave an altar call on a matter that there's matter in your life that you have not dealt with. They answered the altar call and go to the altar and do so. Rosh Kabilaba, and it's about confess your sin. That's an actor. How many of you are here? You know that pride is in your life. You see yourself as better than others. You rate yourself higher. If the Lord is convicting your heart, please come and speak before him. And then they come out and they do Uncle Emashi, liberal. On top of what? That's an actor.
Right.
So you are using pride to solve pride. Pride is praying. Don't think tongues is a very serious thing. Something can useless tongues. It's in the Bible.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Something useless tongues. I don't know a generation that prays like our generation. No. I'm not joking, though. No. Pockets of people pray, but this generation, prayer excites people now.
Less answers.
And less answers. Yes, because God knows what he's looking for. How many all-night prayer do you know with no result all day? And they did all night. Many. I don't need a country that holds vigil like Nigeria. But yet, what are the things that we see? Please, let's settle it from our own end. Is there something you know that this thing is not yet settled, Lord? Don't go before God as an actor. Oh, Lord Jesus. I want to be a man that before you go there, I have prostrated before you. I say, Lord, this matter, deal with this thing in my heart. What are you saying, Lord? What are you saying, Lord? What are you saying, Lord? How should I approach this thing? How should I deal with this matter? That's praying. Make it real. Make it real. Okay, Brother Joseph went before the Lord. Let me ask you, Ife. In your relationship with your wife, will it be the same with the way I relate with my wife?
No.
I can learn from you, but I can't copy you. I'm praying to God that shut up, we will pray and we'll see results.
Amen.
We will pray and we'll see results. I said we will pray and we'll see results.
Amen.
Do you know if a person is doubting something, he is to go to God and say, Lord, doubt is coming to my heart, but I will not accept it. That's praying. That's praying. I will not accept it. Lord, what do I do? What do I do? And I remember the referee said, I cannot pray without having an open scripture with me. Did you see that? That he will not ever pray without having scripture open like this. No wonder some people got answers to prayer regularly. He said, you can't truly pray until you have first read scripture. Because the word of God must be the template and the reason why you can approach him. God will not respond. You see, you have to understand praying. Because if you are praying, you want to communicate. It's as if saying, Esther, you told me the other time that this was, but we are not seeing it. You see, you have used his word. Are you with me? You are saying, Lord, this is what your word says. My quiet time, I studied. It was in this verse you showed me. So can you be praying like this with your eyes open and say, it was Isaiah 41 verse 2 that you told me this. And Lord, why is it not happening? In the process, tongues can flow. Song can flow. Are you praying? But in fact, some people are leading prayer, they'll close their eyes all through. You'll be doing like this. Round up. They don't see you. They don't see you. You are praying, but it's as if you are acting. Please always have the consciousness that this is a real discussion. This is real communication. I expect an answer. So when he gives you an answer, when you are coming back to pray, on top of what are you building that communication? The answer he gave. That's how to pray. As we press on to how to pray, the discipline of prayer, and some other things, that after this conference, we will not be a ministry that does not neglect prayer.
Yes, sir.
Something's happening. Oh, look at this. Okay, please listen to this. Whenever I read, I just say, Lord, but who is misleading me on prayer? A man wrote about the prince and his wife. He said, there's something that touched him that he will never forget. Watch this. He said, I ate a lunch with them. Maybe lunch or dinner. He said, we were talking. Normal discussion. He said, suddenly, I'll just see the wife of the prince touch him. let's pray for so and so person. That's not in the discussion. And they will pause and say, Lord, we pray for so and so. And after they pray, they continue the conversation. He said, after some time, the Bible say, I remember we should pray for so and so. So as the Spirit drops something, they respect prayer that conversation of men does not senior it. Oh Lord, are you following what I'm saying? When you know the meaning of it, we give ourselves to the ministry of prayer and the word. It's beyond how we pray. When you say give yourself, that means anytime the Lord nudges me for a discussion, I will do what? If it's inside the train, I will do what? If it's talking with somebody, I will do what? To give yourself to prayer is even from just praying you. Give yourself means once the Lord initiates something in me or I sense something, no matter what is happening outside, I will stop and what? And pray. That man said he has never seen somebody that has a meeting with people like this. And once the Holy Spirit raises an issue, they don't see your conversation as meaningful to that. Oh Lord, are you with me? He said, and the husband will stop. And imagine you have a visitor. And both of you quickly say, Lord, we agree. Thank you, Lord. Sorry, brother. The Lord is not generous and salt. They are not acting for that audience. They built a system. And you see, when people are acting, you can almost perceive it. You know, if you watch somebody that is doing acting prayer, you will know that there's nothing in this one thing that this person is saying. Ha! I go to a campus. I mean, to a place. And the person hold my candle like this. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. See, I wanted to tell him that this brother, can you please go in? Before, who is he doing that? Where did he learn that posture from? And you see, this thing that I'm saying, hope you know our children, they are going to university, go and meet that thing. What does that give you? Hypocrites. Pride. Praying to settle pride. That's what I see. I want God to deal with my heart. No wonder I see God answering Elijah because of what? Persistence. Yes. Not anything. Oh Lord, there has to be rain. It was me that you used to see it. That there will be no rain according to my word. Now I have spoken to Ahab. In the course of prayer, sir, there's not, go again, go again. Sir, there's not, go again. It's a reconversation. And today, if you will, then do it. Go and study every prayer in the Bible. I challenge you and see your praying life. What you call prayer. Is the Bible not our template? Yes. How did Anna pray to get a national prophet? I'm asking you. How did Anna pray? Listen, it's you that is talking. How many hours? 52 hours? No, I'm asking. Because if you read that scripture, was it 52 hours? Listen, are you following me? I don't know. Am I confusing you?
No, sir.
Please, I'm not. I'm trying to labor with you and trusting God for my own heart also. Anna was doing, how was she doing? According to scripture. Is that not so? What did he, is it not a lie? Eh? What did he say? You are drunk. Why are you talking and we are not hearing what you are saying? He said, your servant is not drunk. Your maid servant is not drunk. I'm only what? So please, what was driving that? The Bible says there was a woman. What's the name of her husband?
Elkanah.
You have left your Bible study. What's the name of the husband of Anna?
Elkanah.
Let's search. Let's search the Bible now. Wife. It's not Zipporah. Excuse me. Who made Anna to be serious in that kind of prayer? You see, there's a need that drives that kind of praying. You see now? Say you are serving the Lord. No child, no child, no child. Ah! The Bible says, and Anna went before the Lord in Shiloh. Where is Shiloh? A place where we meet God. God, this matter must be. You see, Penina. You see the way she's talking about me? Now, Lord, if you give me a child, sacrifice. Look, I'm teaching you scripture, so. If you give me a child, I will what? Give him back to you all the days of his life. Once God saw sacrifice, he moved a life. Go there. Are you with me? As that woman was there, give it to me. Now, if you give it to me. So the most whispering prayer can be loud before God. Yes, if it's coming from the heart that feels the need and can sacrifice. Listen, with what I'm teaching you, there should be no day you don't have answer to prayer. Talk. My problem is that I will not want to sacrifice, because what you sacrifice to God, you know you lose. Yes. What my own problem is, I don't want to lose anything to God. But I want God to do what? To give me. This is where we stop this morning. Lord, deliver me from acting a wrong perspective of prayer. I want our relationship to be real. Okay, do you know God can ask you and say, Joseph, meet me for the next 3 days and don't leave your room. Will you calculate that you did 72 hours prayer?
No, sir.
No. As far as you're concerned, you will be in that room, go out, urinate, come back. What are you still doing? Praying. He's showing you a scripture. You talk and talk for another 3 hours. Talk another 45 minutes. You saw it. Ah, Lord. This is where your error is. Pray for this person. Stand in God for this other person. Look at this matter. Do you know when God says, I want to talk with you on 1-3 chapters of the Bible, and I want to teach you what you don't know. What are you doing? See, listen. Don't quickly say that's Bible study. Listen, do you know you can study the Bible and learn the information without the Holy Spirit teaching you?
Yes.
You know, there's a time you are studying only yourself, meditating and intermingling with scriptures. That's not prayer. But when the Holy Spirit is ayatanis, he's teaching and showing and applying that this way should do it, what's going on? Praying, communing. There is that which I can do by myself. I'm the one looking at it. Okay, I think this way this way can start. But when the Spirit of God gets involved, when you are praying and worshiping, and scripture starts jumping to your heart, and you are in prayer, what's going on? And you are writing, what are you doing? Pray, please, please pray. Don't copy a man that says, I bent my head for 2 hours. No. If you bent your head for 2 hours and you got result, that's your style. Are you with me? That is your style. Elijah bent like this and got result. Hannah whispered and got result. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
What's the issue? To get result. Will you pray? May it never be now that you have lost the sense of your need. Do you know when you become prayerless, that's another need?
Yes, sir.
In fact, I heard the servant of Christ, he said, cry because you are no more crying. The first time I said, first of all, I should cry that I'm not crying. He said, when we send you to deliver lives, you saw a girl that they are molesting and his life is shattered. And you cannot cry. And you know what he mean by cry? No physical shed, tears. You know, cry is a sign that you are unhappy. You are not pleased. Cry is a sign of deep sorrow. No, it shouldn't be. When you now see iniquity over a soul that Christ died for and you just pass, cry that you are like that. Don't cry now for the situation. Cry for your hardness of heart. Cry for your own concerned spirit, yet you are a minister. Go and cry. That's also a need. Lord, what has dried up my heart? And I remember one of those prayers that said, Lord, why is my heart dry? That's a need. And you'll be praying until what? The compassion falls back on you. If for any reason you finish praying now, you go out, you still didn't feel the compassion, where should you return to again? To back to prayer. There are sometimes the art of a servant of Christ can be hard towards sinners. But when they ask him to come and do challenge for souls, he will act. You should cry because you are no more crying. Please, as we pray this morning, this is your prayer. Lord, truly help me pray so that I could always get results. Result here. We're not just talking about results for you want to buy a shoe. Result that you want to be healed. Result that you want to have finances. No. Every result that God wants me to have. Ah! Holy Spirit. I love men who get answers to prayer. Ah! Dr. David Oyedepo said something that it touched me. He said, the Bible says, follow those who obtain through faith, not those who explain. He came to me and said, is the man that is obtaining results in prayer that you should listen to?
Yes, sir.
Not the one that is demonstrating prayer without getting results. If he talks about a style, learn from the style. Learn it from it. But ask, how is he real to me? How do I relate with God? That's how you build your own. And listen to this. You cannot build your altar on another man's principle. You build your altar. And can I tell you this? You have to learn to build your altar. Amen? Amen?
Amen.
How many of you know that everything that lasts will have to grow? Whatever appears suddenly cannot last. Do you know, as you commune with God and as you relate with God, if it is the communication and intimacy that you build, your prayer life, as it were, let me use that prayer life because it's one life. There's no Bible study life, prayer life, academic life. There's nothing like that. I'm just borrowing that word. It's one life. The way you pray will be sustained. You will discover that your body gets adjusted to what you built through growth. You need to build it. From henceforth, may we be people that pray genuinely, sincerely from our heart. May we not be actors. Amen. I want you to pray. The way you understand it, is there something God is questioning you on? Any unconfessed matter? If I tell this one, hope people will not, they will not see me as bad. Because I want you to stand up now, go and confess that hidden matter, that one you covered it up. Don't use tongues to cover that matter up. Don't act. Obey God on that principle. You know that sometimes in the course of prayer, God will point your attention to a weakness and say, this thing is wrong. Go and beg your wife that you were wrong on that. Don't defend it. Don't go and be an actor. No! Stand up now. Don't be an actor. Don't be an hypocrite. Go and correct that thing. There is all of this that I said while I confessed, but this part I didn't say it. Everything, even that small part, go and say it. It is why it is as you are real like that, you are building something. But why will people see me? It's not about you, people see you. An actor always fear the audience. An actor always look at the view of the audience. And I used to look at view of the audience, how people are looking at me. How did they perceive the message? God said, no, you have one audience. I am your audience. It's how I feel, not how he feels, not how she feels, not the comment he gave, not the comment she gave. If you want to be a minister, that way. You see, some of you are noticing hindrances around you. You have pray hindrances. When you pray, you are noticing hindrances. Take note of it. There's something there that the enemy may be accusing you of. When God nudges you that thing is in your mind, go and say it now. Say it. Prayer is so important. In communing, you must be open. Very open. Very open to God. Open to God. You see, let me deal with you of confession. Some people say, I've confessed to God, I don't need to confess to man. Whatever you do that deals with man, you confess to God, you confess to man.
Yes, sir.
Whatever you do that deals with God alone, if any mistake or any sin, you confess to God alone. And we cannot be teaching to that. This is the, you saw in James 5, they first say, confess your fault one to another, that ye may be healed. They now said, pray. Do you see that?
Yes, sir.
That means, whenever a man wants to pray, the issue of confession is there should be nothing hidden. Are you following me now? What makes prayer effective is that a righteous man is praying. And a righteous man has nothing to fear that he has covered. Are you with me? The simple matters in prayer. The things that scatter no matter what people do in praying. They first raise the issue of confess one to another. And what are our fault? Oh, I have wronged this brother, or I wronged this person. Let there be confession of that, about fault, and then let there be praying. He said, when you confess and you pray that you may be healed, the Lord will heal you. Now, they were talking to believers. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's very important. If you read the verses before, they say, is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders. Do you remember? They said, if he had sinned, he will be forgiven. They are expecting him that if he understand that there's a sin that causes sickness, what they say he should do to the elders when they come? Confess it. And the prayer of faith shall what? Save the sick. You can't have an hidden thing. Hey! It can be as bad as the money you spent that you forgot to say. And the Lord will say, but that money was not in record. As small as that thing is, you are not the one introspecting now. Who is calling your attention to it? The Holy Spirit, the one you are communing with. Do you want to have power in prayer? There must be nothing hidden, lest you are an actor. That's the point. That's the point God is raising up. I want to be such a man that is so holy that when God looks at me, he says, he's a holy vessel. He has nothing he's hiding. Nothing. How terrible it is to stand before God and behave as if he does not know. Please, on this platform, I want you to, you remember the Bible? When they gathered together and they started praying, the place where the eye was shaken, and the Lord confirmed his word with miracle signs and wonders, I say, Kai, Lord, if there's anything in me making me an actor, deliver me from it. Let there be real praying in my life. I don't want to act before you. I don't want to pretend. No, no, sir. Let it be. If I want to cry, let me cry. If I want to sing, let me sing. I don't need to copy Brother A to pray. I don't need to copy Sister B to think that I'm praying. If I can build it like this, let me build it this. I want you to pray right now. The way you understand, there should be nothing. Nothing that hinders you from his throne. Prayer is an access. Prayer is greater than anything else. And you cannot pray effectively without the word. It's the word of God that makes praying powerful.